Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. We're so excited to be back after we do the best of during the wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. We had to have a break. We have been doing this for almost 5 years, and we needed a break to be with the family, but we love being back. We're excited to be back. There's a lot to talk about today. If you want to call in, it's 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-529-7234. And we've got a little bit of a gloomy, overcast day today in the West Coast, but beautiful in that the fall colors are still hanging around, and we just love this time of year. We're going to talk about the Maxwell case. You just can't not talk about that. We're going to discuss it from an attorney's perspective. Again, Denise Dirks, a family law attorney. I'm a personal injury lawyer. And we got Todd Kunin, a former prosecutor for the DA's office, and now handles representing criminal people who have been allegedly charged with criminal acts.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, especially yours,
the,
right?
The presumption of innocence is alive and well in this country.
That's exactly right. So it's been great because he's got a wonderful perspective on a lot of these cases. Having handled both sides of the law. And we're going to talk about Elizabeth Holmes and then the Rush shooting case. Yes, we have to talk about that and the legal ramifications. Right now, though, everyone's like, oh, what's going on with litigation and the law? And right now, it's just a civil case. There's no criminal charges at this time. So we'll discuss that. Bill Cosby's latest legal issues, and Todd is definitely going to step in and talk about, and again, Radio Law Talk, we love it. We have our shirts that say we are, when you're tired of politics radio, tune in to Radio Law Talk because we're politically neutral. But we're going to be on the edge a little bit on that one about the, you know, prosecutors and what they're trying to do, and it's not an issue. That one is not really, we're not going to discuss the issue of what the true facts are of the case and whether he's guilty or not. That's not even the issue that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about, What? Go ahead, Todd.
It's all about prosecutorial integrity. What does it mean when you make a deal? What guarantees there are? And I should say that it's somewhat anomalous. I don't think this happens too often, but we'll talk about when it happens.
Right.
It's kind of a head scratcher.
Yeah, it's a head scratcher. And then we're going to talk about a very, very sad case of a wrongful conviction of the individual that finally gets out. We're going to discuss that. The Christmas parade attack, the legal issues behind that. And you know what? We've got Brittany. I know I'm not allowed. This is just, it's like, you know, when you drive and there's a wreck on the side of the road, you don't want to look at it. Don't look. Oh, I looked. Well, that's what's going to happen with the Jesse Smollett case. We're going to briefly talk about that. Just, I thought that thing was over. It just seems like it just keeps coming up and up, but we're going to discuss that. There's a lot of,
it's like the Energizer Bunny of cases. It's just going and going.
Yeah. But isn't that true, Denise? We're kind of, it seems like all these cases are now, these big high-profile trials are now coming to fruition, I think, and it's because of COVID, right? What happens, things were just put off a lot for COVID, and now everything is just being accelerated. In fact, our law firm, we are currently, right now, we finished a trial, and we do personal injury in California. We just finished a trial not too long ago. We just, a jury's right now, as of yesterday, our case went to the jury, and they are deciding probably beginning of next week what's going on, and then we start another one Monday. And it's just back to back to back to back. And why am I bringing that up? It's because, and this is, and you guys know this, in when you're an attorney, you usually do what's called trailing, or it takes time. First time up, you're never going, right? The next time up, you do, and it's because most of these cases are 3, 4, 5 times up, and they've got to get these cases out and finished because they're coming up on 5 years, some of these cases. Yeah. So we are, our law firm, and I'm sure other firms are starting to back up and go, and these trials are just starting to go forward. And that's what's happening with a lot of these cases, too. They're all starting to come to fruition.
That's right.
Because it's time. It's time. You know, no, and it's interesting how things, we're going to discuss that when we come back after the break. We're going to discuss, after a case or no case, what kind of happens in a courtroom. I want to tell you and make you, let you feel what it's like in a COVID courtroom. And it is the most interesting thing and anomaly that we're in the middle right now, not on either side of it, in the middle, and the courts are, and the state and the federal courts, trying to figure out how to work this, how to work these courthouses were not built for a COVID case, right? They're set up so everybody sits in one spot. You know, they're not set up to be socially distanced. So I think the new courtrooms of the future are going to be completely different. And but right now it's I don't want to say the word cluster, but it's crazy. It's like you're doing right, isn't it? It's like you're trying
the word you're thinking of, Fred. Yes, it is crazy the way it's the first. In one case, it was the first time I've ever seen a trial done in the round. You know, you go to those concerts and there's seating in front and on the sides, and some of the big venues are seating around behind the band. You can see a full 360. I had a colleague of mine do a trial about 2 months ago, and that's what it was like.
You're
sitting behind and to the right and to the left. It was weird.
And I had to testify in a trial at the end of last year. You guys know that. And it was like when you walked in as a witness, you're walking through all these people that are completely surrounding you. And you have to walk past them. You're not 6 feet apart, but they are.
Right.
And you walk up to the witness stand, and you've got plastic, like glass all the way around you, and the judge is protected from you, and the witnesses or the jury's like literally right over on your right hand side, and it's
some to your left and some behind, right?
Behind, yeah.
not before, but
because I was against the wall, and the judge and I were against the wall, if you will, but all around me, all around the rest of me, and it was really, it was a little intense. And the worst part is we're all wearing masks. And as we're wearing masks, you can't really hear. So you can't hear the questions. You can't, and unless they really speak into the microphone, right? You can't hear it. You can't get nuances like you would if you were testifying and could see somebody's face. You kind of get maybe some nuances or what they're looking for. So it's really, it's even intense as a witness, not just as a juror, not just as a judge, not just as attorneys, but even as a witness, it's intense.
And Denise, kudos to you. Everyone's thinking, why is she? She's testified as an expert. They brought her in as an expert, right? As one that understood and knew the case law or the laws on those issues.
That was a different case. That was the one out of Colorado.
Okay, that was another.
So yeah, but this one was here, and it was actually because I had represented somebody who was a victim.
Oh, gotcha.
But
Denise is pulled in sometime as an expert because she's been doing family law for. Boy, forever, huh, Denise? Don't have to say.
No.
A long time.
On Tuesday?
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, she's so... Oh, my gosh, that many years?
Yes.
You look a lot younger than that.
6 years?
Six years?
She's holding up threes on either
finger.
Threes
on
either
finger.
Six years?
Wow.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm proud of Denise. I am proud. There's so many people that get called for jury duty, and they always try to get out of it. And I know that Denise had jury duty, had to report the Monday before Thanksgiving, and the trial happened to be a colleague of mine who was doing a trial. And you made it into the box, but you didn't do the whole, I know his colleague, Todd, I went out of jury duty. You stayed in through jury selection, right?
Yeah, it was the only week that I really had taken off that I could do jury duty. I wanted to do my civic duty. Right. And you know who bumped me?
The
prosecution. They didn't like when I answered that I think that defendants have the presumption of innocence.
Oh, we're going to be back after this, and we're going to do a case or no case, and then get into the Maxwell case. We'll be right back.
Great. Thanks. And coming up next, there is more Radio Law Talk right here on your favorite radio station and always streaming live at RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be right back. Hold on.
commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. It's dirty. It just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and is clean at Quick Cut Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Quick Cut Car Wash.
Get the Quick Cut confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharper.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS, and they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It'll alert you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Is this real life?
This is no fun.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
Yeah, we're having a good time here. Appreciate you guys joining us. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Tweet us at Radio Law Talk. We really check our Instagram Radio Law Talk. You can just go directly to our Instagram. But why people like to come to Radio Law Talk every single hour, we do a thing called Case or No Case, where Cal Hunter, our producer, tries to stump us one way or the other. And how he tries to stump us, he will give us a case scenario. in that case scenario, is either going to be a fake case or a real case. And then what we as lawyers have to do is determine the outcome of the case. And we get points for that. And you can call in at the 855-529-7234 and tell us your opinion. Or you can tweet it or text it to us at email us at radiolawtalk.com. But, Cal, roll that thing, what everybody's
doing. Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yeah. Here we go.
Case or No Case.
Turn your mic up a touch, Cal.
Yeah,
touch.
All right. We all have probably heard of Byron Allen. Byron Allen used to be an on-air talent, and now he is a big-time media entrepreneur. He has a big a network with a bunch of little sub-networks like the Weather Channel. So he got his sales team together to go make a sales pitch to McDonald's. They wanted to get the Burger Giant on the Weather Channel. And the pitch was unsuccessful. McDonald's, as they say, went another direction. The frustrated Byron Allen, he said it was because he is black. Yes, he said McDonald's did not buy the Weather Channel because the Weather Channel was black owned. And he called his lawyer saying, they are discriminating against me with their ad dollar purchase. Is this a case or no case? And Denise, it's your turn to go first.
Oh, it is it?
Well, yeah, and that's my setup for case or no case. What do you think?
What do I think? I think there's not enough facts, so I might need a little more.
Okay, tell me what else you want to know. Yeah.
Okay, so he was trying to sell the Weather Channel to McDonald's, or he's trying to sell ads?
Sell ads, ad space, yes.
Okay.
Which is a big deal for an organization like that, because these vows are usually made annually, and so you know they can count on the project the amount of money coming in. It's a big deal, yeah.
And so he went to his lawyer to find out whether or not he's got a case because McDonald's did not pick an ad or buy an ad with him, and his agency is a black-owned company.
Right, and he claimed McDonald's has a history of discrimination, all over, you know, with franchisees, with all, you know, all kinds of stuff. He kind of really, well, his attorneys really got into the allegations of discrimination against McDonald's, so that was part of it.
Okay, I have to say that this is no case.
Okay.
And there's a reason I'm saying that, but okay. I'm not going to say it right now till my brethren has weighed in.
Nice.
This is strategic on her part, then.
I'm suspecting that's the case. Mr. Penny, what say you, case or no case?
It's a case, and it's settled out of court.
You think so? All right. And Mr. Kunin, what say you as to whether this would be a case?
All right. So if Fred says it's a case and settles out of court, then that means it's a case and plaintiff wins. Because if there was no settlement, that would be the defense wins, right? The defendant wins. So I think this is a case. And I think the reason you picked this one is because there's something about it that was a springboard to other issues that were ultimately brought to light. And because you have given us so few facts that this has to be a case, because you know that if you had given us a scintilla,
$4 word by the way,
nice word, scintilla of additional evidence, we would clearly have known, that it was a case. So you're trying to fool us. Denise took the bait, hook, line, and sinker, and I'm going to say it is a case, and plaintiff wins something. Which would also fall under the umbrella of settled. But yes.
That's the longest way around saying nothing.
Case,
a lot of hot air.
Yeah, well, hey.
How quick was my answer, Denise?
Yours was great. Yeah. I thought mine was fairly quick, too.
If we were on the freeway, our navigation system would say, make a U-turn.
Darn straight.
Okay.
Denise has got a comment.
I do have a comment.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Why did you make your selection then?
Well, I think I would have agreed with it and thought it was a case if it was Wendy's and not McDonald's.
Really? Good point. And by the way, I know this case, and it is a case. By the way, I have followed this case. Go ahead, Cal.
Okay.
Well, that only seems fair. Should have recused himself. Okay.
No. not in this game.
So those of you who say this was a case, that would be Fred and Todd, and Denise said no. Well, the answer is case.
dismissed.
Oh, they dismissed. Whoa. I thought it settled out of court.
One point for each of you.
So McDonald's wins for now. The federal court judge in California dismissed Byron Allen's lawsuit, said he did not give them enough information. McDonald's says, well, if they want to bring more information in, we'll be glad to discuss it at that time. We don't discriminate in our buys. We do what we think is beneficial to our client. And by the way, we didn't have a contractual relationship with the Cayman that made the pitch. We only have a contract when we sign a contract. And then Byron Allen was kind of treating it as though the fact that they made a pitch meant they had a sub-agreement in place. You know, well,
he's going to lose that case. I think that McDonald's is pretty smart and follows all the proper protocols.
Yes. So it was that whole non-contractual relationship, Todd, that attracted me to this case. I thought that's an interesting take, I thought.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was an interesting case that was coming down the pipe that I don't remember that that's what the settlement was. I mean, that's what happened. That's great.
You know why? It just happened Tuesday.
That's why I didn't know.
Off the headlines. And so, wait. Next time on Case or No Case, we're going to talk about Trivial Pursuit.
Ooh.
That's coming up next hour on Case or No Case right here. And Todd said, wait a minute, that's the
Trivial Pursuit. Look, I thought we agreed not to talk about my dating life. Come on. Hey, what's going on here?
So that, folks, is
Trivial Pursuit.
Case.
Denise, what's our point? Just win?
No, he won last time.
I won last time.
I'm sort of starting all over.
We're all zeroed out.
That's true, because we all owe each other a dinner.
Yes.
The first person to 50 points wins a dinner from the other host. And guess what? I won one, Denise had won, and Todd has not taken us to dinner yet. So now Todd won, so now we just wipe it out.
That's right. We're all equal footing. And you guys have both won each. 1 point each.
Speaking of one each, we should maybe talk about Jeffrey Epstein and Maxwell when we come back, because that's going to be in some interesting stuff. We're going to spend some time on that and give you kind of what we think as a lawyer, a little bit of lawyer perspective. We'll be right back after this.
Stay tuned for more Radio Law Talk. It's coming right up after we break away.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Copays and deductibles may apply. 800-251-7560. That's 800-251-7560. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
You
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As Russia continues to amass tens of thousands of troops along the border with Ukraine, President Biden says he expects he will soon have a conversation with the Russian President Vladimir Putin about it.
We've been aware of Russia's actions for a long time, and my expectation is we're going to have a long discussion.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken recently delivering a message to his counterpart from Russia saying there would be consequences if Russia was to stage an incursion along the Ukraine border, something Russia claims it's not planning to do. The parents of the accused Michigan school shooter pleading not guilty to all four counts of involuntary manslaughter they face. James and Jennifer Crumbly arraigned after being arrested early Saturday morning while hiding out in a building in East Detroit. A judge sitting bond at $500,000 each. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Boys are weird. Who told you that?
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
Back to the greatest kitty bum show in the United States. You know, this Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide, supposedly. Those, you know, conspiracy theorists, some say that he didn't, that he might have been off. But I don't know. I'm not going to say that's one way or the other what happened. But I never say Glacine Maxwell, but is it
You don't say the GH. You just say Glacine.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, however, Miss Maxwell was supposedly his right-hand person, right? And the allegations after, because he was already convicted of, what was the official, back in 2009, was it,
Oh, it was, they were,
improper acts with, women, underage women. And so he had, he didn't even go to jail. He just had, what, a year and a half probation, whatever that is. I'm just jumping ahead.
He got to be probation, out and work, right, and then have to do, like,
yeah, community
at
service,
home.
Whatever, yeah. So then it moves on. That this gal by the name of Miss Maxwell is his right-hand person. And the issue is, did she facilitate, again, during the time period that he was being prosecuted, he was in jail waiting to be prosecuted for all types of heinous allegations of sexual misconduct with minors and other women, he passed away. And so now they're going after Miss Maxwell, his assistant, and supposed girlfriend, supposed, you know, right-hand person that the prosecutor is arguing facilitate all of this. She's arguing this is not the case. I am innocent, and you are trying to basically, you know, pin everything on me because you weren't able to get to Mr. Epstein because he passed away. So that's the long and the short of it. They are now in trouble. That, well, a couple of things. Number one, one of the witnesses is the actual one that is claiming that was sexually molested at age 14, 15, and 16. Then she's obviously older now. This has happened quite some time ago. They are also on the stand was the house manager that managed one of the houses in Florida. And that's interesting. We're going to talk about that and give you a few spins on that. And to me, the interesting one is the pilot. You know, what do the pilots see, right? Don't forget, you know, people flying these private jets. Who knows what happens on the jets? I don't know. And that's actually probably pretty generic. Think nothing really happens. But on the allegations are things happen on Epstein's jet going to Florida, going to his private island, et cetera,
going to New York. And he's the thing about the jet that's so I think that's pretty important is that's where he's transporting these minor children from one location to another, and that enhances any kind of a crime.
More specifically, to the island, his private island, is it out in the Bahamas or out in the, it's somewhere outside of Florida somewhere?
Yeah, is it the Virgin Islands, I think, or
Dominican Republic? I'm trying to remember.
Could be.
I don't remember.
You know, the thing is. A lot of the facts that are coming up, a lot of things that come up, all relate to things that Mr. Epstein allegedly did to the victims and Epstein transporting him stuff. So the question is, how is this relevant to Maxwell? Well, there's this thing called conspiracy. And if you're part of the enterprise, if you are part of that, you can be charged not just as a co-conspirator, but as a person that was involved in that as well.
Actively, you got to be actively involved, right?
You do have to be actively involved, but if you go to the opening statements, the opening statements in this trial, the prosecution laid it out and said, look, we are going to show you this. And they anticipate showing and have already presented evidence of what's called grooming behavior, where a victim is identified. They're given gifts. It's nice. They bring them into the inner circle. They make them feel nice. And the whole idea is to slowly take the victim from being a person that you just met and to ultimately coerce through being
well,
nice and gifts.
First and, earn their trust.
Yes, but coerce them into doing the acts that ultimately constitute the offense. And the allegations here are that Maxwell was heavily involved in the selection and grooming process of these victims.
Now, go ahead. The
and also involved in some of the sexual abuse.
Some allegations.
Was involved with it. Right. And so this is all starting to come out, and the trial has began. Here's some of the fallout from the trial. Again, we're politically neutral, and those of you who are conservative might get mad, so those of you who are liberal might get mad, but this is the facts. The facts are that Bill Clinton was at least 17 times, according to the evidence coming out, was met with Epstein, either at the White House, he's been on the jet many times, but it's not a political issue, it's not a Democrat-Republican, because Trump was on the jet, so was a lot of individuals, Kevin Spacey, these are all individuals, so it's very difficult for people to get political on this, because everybody across the board in all genres, if you want to call it that, were all areas of political, areas that they, well, what's the word, political...
It spanned the
persuasion.
Persuasions, yeah. We're all there and all in there. Now, look, I want to state this, and this is not the lawyer speaking, and I'm not speaking as a lawyer, and as we say, we forgot to give you we're not giving you legal advice, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek our counsel and go to our website, radiolawtalk.com, and read our disclaimers, because don't say, hey, man, this is what they're saying as lawyers. But as Fred Penny, I was saying, just because, okay, this is a very, very well-known individual. And throughout the whole business community, very wealthy man. And hold on, that was a weird thing. I've got this. I've got this phone. My phone rings. I got to turn. But this is what I've got to say. That's very interesting. Just because these individuals have done bad things doesn't mean because you hung out with them you are a bad person. I don't know, and again, I'm jumping on all their. I know people say, "Oh, I'm not." I don't know what Bill Clinton knew what was going on. I don't know that Trump knew what was going on. I don't know that Spacey knew what was going on. Just because these high-profile people are coming and hanging out at the White House and visit the White House, how is he to know? Just think of all the people that Trump and Clinton and Biden and Bush, you know, bring into the White House, shake their hands, business people, business women. What have they, did they do an investigation? Tell me about your morals. Tell me what you've done the past 25, 30 years. You don't know, right? Most of the time you're not.
I think it's very common for high-profile individuals to try to mask the unsavory acts that they do in private, like Mr. Epstein and Maxwell are accused of doing. They try to mask that by high-profile appearances with folks that the public would otherwise assume are respectable individuals. They do that as their cloak. And to a certain extent, they're using the high-profile nature of others to mask Epstein and to mask their own personal behavior. So to impute and automatically assume that anybody that was on the jet, Bill Clinton, Kevin Spacey, you know, other names that were out
Trump
there,
Trump,
Bill Gates knew Epstein, who's the lawyer? Dershowitz knew Epstein.
So did
John Glenn. So to impute to them, to all of those individuals, wrongdoing because they knew a person that was actively seeking their friendship to cover up their own bad deeds would be inappropriate.
Well, here, let's talk specifically about the testimony of the pilot. Now, this jet is a jet that has a bathroom in the back. So the pilots, yes, they had the doors closed, they're flying, they don't know what's going on. I'm sure they don't the whole time, but the pilot testified that they walk through the cabin quite often to go to the bathroom, to get, you know, to grab a bite to eat, whatever, and they had never seen anything ever inappropriate on that plane. You know, could they hide it? Maybe. I'm not saying it didn't happen, but the pilots, and even, I don't know what the name, they call, what's her, June, or whatever her pseudonym is, the individual that's claiming that she was sexually assaulted, he said he doesn't even know if he saw her. He met her, but he doesn't remember if she was on the plane. In fact, they found in the manifest the name, her name, her original name on the manifest, but that's the, and they only put the first name, and that's the same first name of his, of Epstein, one of his other assistants. So the pilots testified, I didn't see anything going on, and I don't even know if that girl was ever on the plane. So you just got to let the evidence see what happens. And again, we're not sticking up for anyone, don't get me wrong. We just want you to understand, this is kind of interesting. Just because you met Epstein doesn't mean you're automatically guilty of what he has done or knew what he was doing. So we're going to be back after this. We're going to continue to talk about this very interesting trial of not just, I think Epstein's kind of on trial here, not Maxwell. We'll be back.
And we appreciate you listening to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite local radio stations, and invite you to stay tuned because there's much more Radio Law Talk coming right up right here.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You've heard that supply lines are down
or moving slow,
and that most everything costs more these days.
But good news! High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
We're back to the fourth segment of hour number one, talking about Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein case. And I say that it's a Maxwell case, but the defense, the whole argument is, no, this is the Jeffrey Epstein case, and you're just trying to find a scapegoat, and the scapegoat is Miss Maxwell. In fact, in their opening argument, they basically, there's a number of objections, but they said, to make a long story short, you know, that women are being used as scapegoats for men's, what the things that men do that are improper, and that's what the what's going on here is she's the scapegoat because Jeffrey Epstein is dead and gone, and they've got to have someone to get vindication from, and they're using Ms. Maxwell as that pawn, so to speak, and that's what the defense is arguing. And I think that's a dang good argument, you know, because Epstein's the bad guy, And Miss Maxwell, I'm sure, you know, they're going to try to portray her as bad, and I'm not jumping on her side because I don't know, because the facts are coming out. But that's what defense is going to argue, and prosecutions are going to argue, no, she was part of this, which she may have been. But so far, the testimony, let's talk about some of the testimony that has come forth. Who wants to go next? I can talk about some of it. I don't seem like I'm talking the whole time. What do you guys, know anything? Let's talk about some of the testimony that have people been up there.
Well, I found the property manager's testimony to be very, very, very interesting. And the words he chose were interesting. He described Maxwell as a pretty girl, a very tall brunette, and she was the girlfriend of Epstein for a period of time. And he called her the lady of the house. Now, that to me is really saying a lot. And there's some undertones to that that could be misinterpreted, perhaps. But he said that not only did Epstein help run the house, but so did Miss Maxwell. And then Miss Maxwell's a defense attorney did a really good job of trying to discredit him. The defense attorneys had asked him about him stealing money, and he stole about $6,900 worth of money from Jeffrey Epstein. And that was an interesting part, because how did this property manager handle that? Well, he said it was true. And he said that he turned himself in to the police and that he paid back every dime. So he was, like, ready for that. So, you know, the prosecutors must have prepared him for that so that he knew how to answer that in a way that would not incriminate him further or make him lose character before the jurors, or, you know, belief before the jurors. And so that seemed to have been, in my opinion, it seemed pretty effective on how to rehabilitate him.
It's interesting you mentioned that, and I don't know if he was ever reported or if he was ever charged with petty theft or anything like that. But there's an issue that comes up with any witness when they're testifying. If they have prior convictions or prior acts that, if prosecuted, would have turned into convictions, those can only be used and brought forth before the jury if they were for acts that's what constitutes, quote, moral turpitude. Close quote. Moral turpitude is an act where the act alone infringes or impinges your ability or gives a jury a reason to question the veracity of your claim because you engaged in something that was inherently dishonest. Compare that, for example, let's say this individual, hypothetically, there's no evidence of this, but let's say that he had a prior conviction for DUI, right? Jury would never hear that. Even if it was last week, the jury would never hear that because driving under the influence is not a crime of moral turpitude. It's a crime, but it's not a crime such that inherently affects your ability to tell the truth. It's I drunk and drove. And so there are certain crimes that are like embezzlement, theft, some serious felonies. Those are all crimes of moral turpitude. Theft would be one. And they're able to bring in the act even if he had never been prosecuted for it. They're able to bring that in because stealing affects your ability to tell the truth, and the jury's entitled to hear that. But you're right. He did seem very appropriately prepared for that. It wasn't caught off guard. I didn't recall who brought up the theft, if it was brought up on defense or if it was brought up by the prosecution. Because normally a trial tactic is if you have a witness that you've called and you know that there's something that can be brought up that affects their ability to tell the truth, like a theft conviction or a theft act, it's always better if the person who called the witness brings that up than to wait for the other side to bring it up. Because then you run the risk of the jury thinking, oh, well, the prosecution was trying to pull a fast one and slide this guy by. If you address that head on, then you take the sting out of it.
Yeah, there's some interesting things that this manager also said that occurred. Number one, he was told by Miss Maxwell to never look Jeffrey in the eyes. He doesn't like to be looked directly in the eyes, and don't look at him in the eyes. And she also said that make sure the following, only speak to Mr. Epstein if you're asked a question. Don't have any discussions with him without him asking you a question first. It's almost like royalty here. It sounds like worse than royalty, like 1700s royalty, right? That they couldn't talk to him. And also, he testified that he was told by Miss Maxwell, remember that you see nothing, hear nothing, say nothing, except to answer a question directed to you. Respect their privacy. That's people's privacy.
Now that's interesting, because somebody might hear what you just said, Fred, and they might say, well, wait a second. He testified to something Maxwell told him? I thought hearsay is not admissible in court, and that does seem like hearsay. It's something that Maxwell said, and now he is saying what she said, and they want the jury to believe that. Well, there's an exception to the hearsay rule.
The guy's dead.
Maxwell said.
Oh, gotcha.
And the exception is you can introduce statements of a party opponent. And this is the government versus Maxwell. So she is an opponent in this case. Ergo, anybody that heard statements directly from her can testify to those statements because she's a party opponent and it's not punted by the hearsay rule.
Right. And in addition, there's another one, which is party admission. So if Maxwell had said to him, yes, I did have a ripping good time with that 14-year-old kid, then that would be a party admission directly on point for what's going on. And that's also an exception.
That wasn't said, but that's what at least that's not the allegation.
No, that's not.
But anyway, you're right. That's an example. A lot of other things he said. This still talking about the manager. He said he saw black vinyl leather costumes. He'd have to go clean up the massage room. And we're not going to get in details because it's G-rated here. But he would go in there and clean things up in there. He said he saw two females at one time come that looked like he said what he thought was minors, minor children. Actually, the pilot testified that he never saw what he thought would consider plain. So you got testimony on both sides. But what's interesting is he talks about all the interesting people that he saw coming in there. So I think the most damning person was this manager, the house manager, because he testified he saw these individuals, these young ladies coming in and out. And I'm not going to testify I'm not going to say what he testified to also, but some things he saw in the massage area.
See, the thing is here is the more that the prosecution can show the bad acts of Jeffrey Epstein. And it makes it sound like he's on trial and that Maxwell is a scapegoat. But remember this, the more bad acts they can show on the part of Jeffrey Epstein, it becomes relevant and really difficult for Maxwell when they then are able to introduce evidence that while Epstein was doing all of this, Maxwell was right there with him helping. And that's the theory of their case. So the more heinous they can make the acts of Epstein look, it really is not good for Maxwell if she was there the whole time assisting and grooming and sort of feeding minors into this cauldron of...
Right, and so grooming is an important word here, because what they mean by grooming is like starting to prepare them, get the victims to trust her, getting them in a position where they feel comfortable coming back and forth to Epstein's home, because these victims were not there just once or twice. They were there many times, and the victims themselves, and the victims themselves have testified, but a lot of their testimony is not being released publicly because they were minor children at the time.
Right.
So it's very interesting, this case, is that it also implies a lot of backward type of memories.
We're going to be back. We're going to talk about Elizabeth Holmes. We're going to follow this case, so just to hang on, listen to us every week. We're going to be talking about the latest on the Maxwell case. Elizabeth Holmes next. We'll be right back.
Fred, Todd, and Denise will be right back with more Radio Law Talk after we take this break.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed.
You have been listening to Radio Law Talk.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.